Video marketing. You hear it all the time. You need to use it for your business, but where do you get started? And why is video so important for gathering new customers and spreading the message about what you do and how you do it? That's what we're talking about today on the Local Business Podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Bruce Irving. This is the Local Business Podcast. And today, we're talking video marketing. That's right. We talk a lot about video here in the podcast. And my friend Ben Amos is joining me on the show to talk a little bit about video marketing, why it's important, how do you use it in your business, what types of video should you be producing, and what are some tools that will make the job a little bit easier. You probably hear a lot about video, especially if you listen to this podcast or any other podcast we produce. We talk a lot about you getting in front of the camera, or maybe not even in front of the camera, but really using the camera to sell and communicate and build that relationship with your customers. It's really important, especially in 2020. If you look at the most popular apps and the not only the most popular apps, but the tools inside of those apps, TikTok, Facebook with stories, Instagram with stories, Twitter with video now, all of those are video-related products, which means people want to see behind the scenes. They want to see you, or they want to hear about your business. Not the produced, overproduced videos, but like the real videos, the real essence of your business. That's what they want to see. And that's what we talk about on today's podcast. So I hope you enjoy this episode of the Local Business Podcast. If you haven't yet, if you could give me a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to the show, that would be much appreciated. Also, if you're in the restaurant space, go check out our other podcast, Smart Pizza Marketing. Sign up for our weekly newsletter over at thebruceirving.com. I promise you it's going to be the best newsletter you're going to receive. I don't like to necessarily call it a newsletter. I like to call it jam-packed information for local businesses in an easy-to-consume email sent out every Thursday. That's something new we're working on here. And if you have a question, you can reach out to me. I am at thebruceirving on Instagram. All right, let's get into the podcast with Ben Amos, all about video marketing. All right, welcome back to the podcast. My guest today is Ben Amos from Engage Video Marketing. We're going to talk video marketing for your local business. So, Ben, thank you so much. First of all, thanks for joining me on the podcast. I'm super excited to talk to you today.
G'day, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Ben, I love video. I talk about video a lot for local businesses. So before we get into like the strategy and the tips on how local businesses can leverage video, can you give everybody a background of like, how did you get into video?
Sure. No worries. Well, I mean, we could take it all the way back to as a kid. I had a fascination for video. My dad had an old VHS kind of camcorder that he used to follow us around with. And right from that point, I basically, you know, was fascinated with the idea of creating video. Long story short, that led me into teaching film and media in secondary schools. And I did that for about 7 years. And then I broke away, started my own video production business about 11 years ago. And now basically I've been doing that ever since. And that's led into a passion for video marketing and now helping other people understand video strategy and video marketing as well.
Yeah, we both spoke at Social Media Marketing World. You were there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I missed your session. How did it go?
Went well. Yeah. Big room full of people. Lots of engaged questions at the end. Loved it.
Yeah. Video is huge right now. I mean, video is like really I feel like video is something that almost every business knows they should get into, but they don't really know how to get started, or maybe they're a little bit hesitant or afraid. How do you get somebody to understand that video is important and to do it, even if they're a little bit afraid? How do you get that across to some people?
Look, I think everyone's probably heard or seen the stats that video is king. Video is everywhere. Every social media platform is a video platform, effectively. I think anyone in business, whether they be a small local business or a larger business, they recognize the importance of video in a marketing strategy in some way. But there is a lot of fear and uncertainty and potential overwhelm, particularly for small businesses. I find that because the options are kind of endless as far as places they could put video, types of video they could use, and because it's easy to create video, what that often results in is people just not taking action, people just putting it in the too hard basket or thinking misguided things like video is too expensive, or we tried it once and it didn't work, that kind of thing. So I think there's a lot of interest in video, but there's also a lot of potential overwhelm and confusion.
Yeah, I mean, even me, right? Like, we talk about video a lot, and even sometimes myself, I tend to get a little overwhelmed, right? Like, there's TikTok, there's YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn has video, there's Instagram stories, Snapchat. Like, there's so many things going on, and you feel like you need to do them all that sometimes you don't do any of them.
Yep, absolutely.
So where
and
do
that's
you,
the failing, right?
Yeah, that's the failing part. Like, so where do you suggest people start? Like, say I'm a local business, I want to get started with video. Give me like the basic rundown of how I should start.
So the foundation of any marketing strategy or video strategy is really understanding your audience, you know, understanding who it is that you want to move to take some sort of action. So when you get clarity on that first, then you can start to be more guided as to where you need to show up for them and how you need to show up for them using video. So potentially that takes some of the overwhelm out of the conversation when you're focused on the audience, the people that you're trying to serve through your business, and what do they want to know from you? What do they want to hear from you? And I think critical to that is, what do they want to hear from you? Not what do you want to shout at them? You know?
Yeah.
So you really need to understand them and then figure out where they're hanging out and show up there for them. So if your audience for your local business aren't on LinkedIn, or not, that's not the primary place where they want to engage with you, then don't worry about LinkedIn. If they're not on TikTok, then don't worry about TikTok initially. You know, you can start to experiment with other things, but decide on your primary platform that you're going to put the effort into, and start creating content consistently there first.
Yeah, I think a big mistake we all make is assuming that what we do, everybody else does as well, right? Like, if I love TikTok, okay, it doesn't mean your audience is on TikTok. Or if I don't like TikTok, it doesn't mean that my audience isn't there because I don't like it. Sometimes we think we get confused about what we think is good versus, like you said, looking at where your audience actually is and then go there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think taking that a step further is also understanding where that audience is at throughout the customer journey. So using marketing speak there, the idea of that a customer or a potential customer for your business, whatever it is that you sell, moves through different phases down a funnel, I guess, you know, is the idea there's a journey they go on to buy from you. And you need to understand that at the start of that journey, when they're just first becoming aware of a need that will eventually lead them to make a purchase decision. So we call that the awareness phase. They're not really focusing on the rational at that point. They're focused on the emotional, the pain that they're feeling, the excitement, you know, what's getting them motivated to start making this decision to buy something. We need to talk differently using video to people at that start of the journey compared to when they're right at the end of the journey and they're actually making a rational decision to part with their cash. That's when they do want rational information, facts and figures and questions answered, right? And we can unpack that further if you like, but I think that's critical is also understanding that people go on a journey to buy from you.
Yeah, let's unpack that, because I think what you're saying is, you know, people who are in the beginning stages of research are in a much different mental state of purchasing versus someone who's like really looking. So my wife's a real estate agent. So in real estate terms, that would be like if someone's just starting to look for a house, they're much more likely to just be looking at an overall or a bunch of different houses in a general area versus someone who has to buy next week.
I think the journey starts even before that. So when people are just starting to look at buying a house, there's an area of their journey or a part of their journey which happened before that, which is just feeling frustrated about where they're currently living, or
that's,
you know, seeing a friend buy a house and just thinking, oh man, wouldn't it be nice if we could buy a bigger house or something like that. So there's that emotional trigger that happens before that. And then when they actually start the journey of searching for a house to buy, I'd say that they're already on that journey. They're further down that funnel. And at that stage, that's where they want, you know, information. They want to learn things about benefits of different suburbs that they might be able to buy in, different types of housing type options and things like that. That's when they do want to know some kind of, they want to learn something from you. So, you know, if we wanted to reach someone through video at the emotional awareness end of the journey, where they're first coming up with that emotional trigger, that's when we want to be connecting on a different way with them. So using video terminology here, we want to be telling stories, right? So using video that, I guess, you know, tells the story of other people who have gone on a, who have purchased a house through this real estate agent, for example, and, you know, have a new life and a new appreciation for the suburb that they live in. That's an emotional story that you can tell. And that would reach people who, and potentially just kick off that journey for them, right? As they go further down that home buying journey.
Right.
So, hopefully that made sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a bit lost in the analogy there.
You want to get people to, who are, because like you said, people start to think about the process before they really start to act on the process. And you want to catch them in that point, right? Like if you can tell a story, and video is the easiest way, not the easiest way, it's probably the hardest way to tell a story, but it's the easiest way for someone to consume a story. And if you can catch them at that point, then you can get them to start to think of what's the next step that I need to take.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're also positioning your brand, because it is branded storytelling. You're positioning your brand or your business alongside those positive emotions that you're communicating in that story. So people are starting to begin to know you and to like you and trust you, you know like and trust, critical to business.
Yeah, and video does that way easier than words or, I mean, audio does that a little bit, but you have to really maintain that relationship. Whereas video, you can see someone a few times on video and feel like you really know them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can't hide. And you know, like particularly for local businesses, for small business, I think recognizing that what we're talking about here is using video authentically and allowing you or your people to show up in front of the camera, because people buy from people. And if you are just promoting your latest special or an offer, you know, the rational thing, like, you know, 50% off or whatever, then you're completely ignoring the fact that there is a larger portion of your potential audience who aren't even thinking right now about buying what it is that you sell. You will get some results of promoting a special, but that's going to really target people who are already thinking about buying that thing. And then when you offer the 50% off, they'll be like, yes, well, that gets me across the line.
Right.
But if you're telling good stories, then you're planting the seeds, right? So when they are ready to buy further down the journey, then who are they going to buy from? The company with the best special, or are they going to buy from the company that they feel most connected emotionally to?
Yeah, it takes away that price factor, right? Restaurants and local businesses who all kind of sell the same or a similar product. If they don't have that connection with their customers, the only thing that's really left is price. And then it's just a race to the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. You can take that price thing. The rational decision can be made very differently if you've made the right emotional connection first.
Do you think that video, there is any businesses that video is not really a good fit for?
It's a good question. No, I really think that there is a way to be using video more effectively in any business.
I agree.
Because at the end of the day, business is, whether it be transactions based or whatever it is, it's about people making a decision to part with their cash for something. And that's what business is. So, and that's a human decision.
Yeah. Right? I agree with that 100%. And, you know, I always thought about that in, you know, at social media marketing world, maybe before social media marketing world, I was speaking to Michael Stelzner and he said, hey, you have to check out this gentleman. His name is Roger Wakefield and he's a plumber and he does videos on YouTube about plumbing, which you would think would never really be a good thing to do on video, but he has like 40,000 subscribers on YouTube because he teaches people how to do plumbing in their house. And then the byproduct of that is he gets employees and he also gets customers in his area because he's the go-to person. When people think of plumbing in his area because of his YouTube channel, he's like the go-to person that people think of. So I think you're 100% right on that. I think anybody can use video.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just making sure that you're doing so strategically with a plan to actually show up for people in the right way, because otherwise it can just be noise. You know, I think we talked before about the stats being overwhelming, that video is everywhere. But the problem is when people show up using video without a plan, then it just becomes noise. And I think there's enough noise out there. So that's why I kind of really champion the fact of, at its simplest form, just understanding who it is that you're trying to reach, understand your audience and what action you want them to take from any given piece of video. And you're going to be, you know, 10 times more effective with your video than someone who's just doing video for video's sake.
Right. What do you say about, what are you, technology wise, what's the minimum someone can get started with the video?
It's what they've already got. You know, it's their smartphone. It's, you know, the webcam on their computer, whatever it is. You know, that the barriers to entry technologically wise are non-existent now, really. You know, even using live video, it's as easy as just opening up your Facebook app and or Instagram and just pressing go live, you know. But again, have that plan before you do so, or else it just becomes noise as well.
Now,
but yeah, just start with what you got.
Yeah. How does somebody come up with a plan? Like, what's the first thing that they should write down? Or should they have a content schedule, or should they have like a list of videos that they should produce, or how do they come up with the ideas behind the plan?
So I talk about identifying basically the different types of videos that you can potentially use within your strategy, and aligning those videos to those different areas of that customer journey. And to simplify it, you know, we kind of touched on this before, but we've kind of got awareness or brand positioning first, which is just your emotional stuff. So mapping out on a piece of paper some videos, some stories you can tell, some types of videos that you can create that are going to connect emotionally with your customers in that way. And then you want to think about in that middle of the journey, the middle of the funnel or the consideration stage, when people are weighing up their options and doing their research, they're Googling things, you need to be showing up for them on video that answers the questions that they have. Great book and philosophy by a guy called Marcus Sheridan. You probably heard of Marcus, yep. Bruce. He talks about the philosophy of they ask, you answer. And it's really as simple as that, is the idea of creating videos that answer the questions or respond to the questions that people have around your products or your service, and doing that consistently on video. So it's about providing value without the expectation of someone actually buying from you, just putting value out into the world, and people will therefore feel more connected to you and you know, more likely to buy from you when they're ready to buy. So that's the middle kind of section. And then the third section is at the conversion end of the journey, which is like, okay, so now how are you going to use video to show up for people who are thinking about making a purchase decision? And here your videos need to be about overcoming any potential barriers to sale. So might be answering any lingering questions or overcoming any doubts that they might have. Or it might be more of that rational stuff, like, you know, here's the price, or here's what you get when you buy, that kind of thing. So we are talking about here the rational facts and figures, right? The ins and outs of the product or the service. Because that's the kind of video that, for me, that takes the place of a bricks and mortar salesperson, you know? So particularly if you're using digital channels and things like that, if you can create the videos that do the job that a bricks and mortar salesperson would do, and they come into even your bricks and mortar store and they already know what they want to buy because they've already done their research and they've been on your website and they've seen the video that shows how this product works, and then they come in with their credit card in hand and say, I want to buy that thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's gold. That's what those videos are designed to do.
Yeah, Marcus Sheridan's great. He does his book, They Ask, You Answer, is a great way to, like, stepping point. If you're not sure about what content you should start with, start like with the questions that you get 100%. Asked.
Yeah. There is one more stage to the customer journey, which we haven't really touched on, which is what happens after they buy from you. And this is really underutilized and underappreciated, which is, in marketing terms, we talk about the brand advocates or the loyalists, the people who are going to refer other people to your business or buy from you again. So you want to think about increasing the lifetime value of any customer, right? So improving the experience that they have when they buy from you is one of the best ways to do that. Because if you've had a good experience when you bought once the first time, then you're more likely to go back and buy from that person again or talk about the experience to other people. So using video in a way that humanizes that purchase or makes people feel surprised or delighted is really effective here. So some types of videos you might look at here is maybe it's a thank you video. Maybe it's a short video sequence to help people get their first win with your product. So they bought something, and now how do they use it, and how do they actually achieve an outcome with this thing? So those kinds of videos can be really effective and are often just forgotten about. It, once the purchase is made, people are like, well, cool, let's just find the next customer.
Right? They're yeah, always looking for the next new customer. That's a lot of local businesses. You just named them all right there.
Yeah. So to sum that up, basically there's four kind of, I guess, goals for video in a marketing strategy. It's a, it's about awareness. It's about engagement, which is, you know, actually connecting and answering questions for people in that middle of the funnel. And then it's about conversion. So overcoming those barriers and getting that conversion to happen, that sale to happen. And then it's about, well, I call the fourth goal, delight. It's about surprising and delighting and showing up for customers after the sale in a way that improves the customer experience. So, you know, map it out on a piece of paper, come up with three or four possible ideas for each of those goals, and then just start creating the content using the tools that you already have. I'd also recommend that you start, you don't need to start with the awareness goal and then move, you know, sequentially through down the customer journey. Start with the kinds of videos that are going to move the needle for you the fastest. So where are you currently, you know, if you self-assess in your business and you go, right, well, we've got a lot of people who know who we are and what we do. We get a lot of traffic to our, into our business or to our website. How can we create videos that improve the conversion rate? So let's start there. Or maybe it's, well, when people, you know, get to our website or make an inquiry, we can make the sale. We're good at converting, but we just don't have enough people who are connected with us or who are aware of us. Then start at the awareness end, you know, so just be strategic about where you start.
Yeah. I like the video part too, of like saying thank you or showing people how they can like share it with somebody else too, because that may even, if you're a little uncomfortable in front of the camera, like saying thank you to a customer that's already bought from you may be a less maybe less intimidating for you than trying to create videos to get new customers into the door.
Yeah, well, we all know it's easier to sell to existing customer base than attract a new customer.
Right.
So, and the other thing there is, you know, using video to re-engage past customers or, you know, get encourage that repeat purchase. So maybe you've got some kind of a customer database and you know that someone hasn't been back and bought something for you from you for 6 months. And you're like, well, normally they would come in for this particular product every 2 weeks. Maybe now's the perfect time to reach out to them on video and say, you know, hey, it's Bruce here from, you know, whatever the business is. You know, we noticed you haven't been in for 6 months. Anything that we can do for right. you? We've got this new product line that you might really interest you. Whatever. And that person feels like, wow, cool. They actually know me. They care about me. And I'm going to actually go back in and buy another thing. Right? Right.
Let me ask you this. You don't have to say any names here, but have you ever seen somebody do a video in or a few videos and thought to yourself, maybe this person shouldn't do video?
Look, I think anyone who's doing video is at least taking some sort of action, right? I mean, I've seen plenty of bad videos, and mostly it's because they're in it for the wrong reason. You know, I'd say that anyone, you know, no matter how you look or sound or nervous you are on camera, if you're showing up for people and you're sharing value and you're communicating something that the person who that video is intended for cares about, then that's not going to be a bad video, no matter how cringy it might feel.
Right.
Where it's bad is when it's like just really kind of, you know, sleazy pitching yes. a sale and then nervous. And also, you know, yeah, the person doesn't even believe what they're saying. You know, that's yeah. when it can be really awkward.
I'm glad you said that, because we used to do, this is the local business podcast. We have another podcast called Smart Pizza Marketing, which we've done for quite a long time. And do you remember the platform called Blab? Did you ever use Blab?
I didn't have a lot to do with it. I'm aware of it.
Though. Okay. So when we started our live show for Smart Pizza Marketing, it was back in 2016, we used the platform Blab. It was my real first dive into video. And if you go back and watch those videos, they were like, for me now, I thought they were fine at the time. But looking back now, I kind of cringe at myself. And I'm like, I cannot believe that I did those videos and they're still on the internet somewhere. So I'm glad you answered that way. Like, no matter how cringeworthy it is or how uncomfortable it is, you got to keep going, right? Because you will eventually yeah. get better at it.
Absolutely. It is a skill, and it can be a learned skill. Anyone who says, I'm just not good on camera, they just haven't done it enough.
Right.
And you can't just basically just use that as an excuse to not be on camera. I think if you can, if you're not embarrassed to show up in front of your clients or customers in person, you know, and you're not constantly thinking, oh, what if they're looking at me and thinking my hair's weird, or, you know, I'm doing something weird with my eyes or whatever. This is the kind of thing that people talk about in their heads when they're on camera.
Right.
But if you're not worried about that when you're talking to someone face to face, then don't be worried about it on camera.
Right. And like, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect on camera now, because I'm not, but I'm just much more comfortable with it now, with the good and the bad.
Yeah, exactly. Embrace it and learn as you go.
What about testimonials? Do you think that businesses should try to get testimonials from customers on video?
Yeah, I mean, testimonials and social proof is super powerful. I think it's about how you do them, because testimonials are typically very dry, very, you know, like yeah. Stand someone up against a wall and point yeah. a camera at them and then try and get them to say, you know, how much they enjoyed working with you. And that, I mean, that has value maybe if you've got a whole raft of them. But really, I kind of talk about using client stories rather than testimonials. So simply by changing the questions that you ask when you're, say, interviewing someone for a testimonial, and instead trying to unpack a story arc in their answers, can be so much more powerful at connecting with the audience. To give you just a quick rundown of
yeah,
that,
yeah.
like rather than just pointing a camera at someone and saying, so tell me, you know, did you enjoy working with us, or what did you enjoy about working with us, something like that. And then they go, oh, you know, you were really good to work with. This was a really good experience. We really enjoyed this. That's like boring. No one cares, right? Instead, if you said, tell me, what were you feeling, or what was going through your head before you even came to see us? You know, so what was your life like beforehand? What was the pain that you were feeling? Some kind of questioning around that. So establish where that character, right, the hero of the story is the client, where that character was before. Hopefully they were in a state of disequilibrium or pain, you know, in something that was, you know, causing them an issue that they wanted to get sorted out. And then ask a question around, so, you know, when you first came across us, how did that make you feel? You know, using emotional language there, or, you know, how did we make you feel? And then you can basically, so that's kind of introducing the guide, which is your brand, your business. You're the guide or the guru that comes alongside the hero customer to achieve an outcome. And then you ask a question around, so, you know, what did we do for you, or how was the process of working with us? And that's kind of the journey or the vehicle of transformation. And then you ask the final question, which is the critical one, is like, how do you feel now? So what's your new normal? How's your life better because of what we've done for you, or whatever? And that's a story arc, you know? So you can, with some editing there, you can basically just tell a compelling story simply through the responses that that person gave you in their client story or their testimonial. And it's so much more engaging
yeah.
than, you know, just a rational, dry, up against a wall.
Yeah, those are terrible. You don't want to do those. Plus, editing nowadays is so much easier. You can go on Fiverr or Upwork and get someone to edit a video for a relatively small amount of money compared to what it used to be like.
Yeah, and even if it's not edited, even if you leave your questions in, then it's still more engaging, you know,
right.
Answering those questions rather than just, you know, what did you like about what we did for you.
Right. What do you think about adding, is there a way to add video that you're aware of into the email? So if I email or if I send an email out to someone, they can see the video in the email?
So video won't play within an email itself. However, there are a lot of ways to make it seem in the email that the video is embedded in the email. So the simplest way to do that is to have a video hosted somewhere else, whether it be on Vimeo, Facebook, YouTube, whatever, and then to use a thumbnail as an actual image in the video. And so just basically a still image. One of the best ways to do this, let's say it's on YouTube, just take a screenshot of the YouTube video before you click play, and just crop it basically, so that it's got like the play button on it. You
yeah.
can, that play button overlaid on it. So, and embed that into your email with a link to the YouTube video, so that when people click on the thumbnail, it goes straight to YouTube and starts playing. So And most people don't even realize that they've kind of gone off to a different website to watch this video. That's a simple way to do it, particularly if you're using like MailChimp or in email newsletter software. Another way to do this is, particularly if it's for one-to-one email, so not like a big mail out or a newsletter kind of a thing, is using a tool called Vidyard. So Vidyard have a free tier, a free version where you can send as many videos as you like, and it allows you to track when someone's watched a video, how much of the video that they've watched as well in a percentage. So if you're sending, say, an email to re-engage someone who hasn't been in your store for 6 months, like that example we shared before, you know when they've opened it, you know how much of it they watched. So if they watched 98% of this video and, you know, opened it the same day that you sent it, then you know that they were pretty engaged, and maybe you can follow them up with a phone call or another email because you know that they've engaged with that video.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of ways to use tools like that as well.
That's a good one. Just don't be creepy and say, hey, I just saw you open the email and you got to number 47 seconds into the video. That'd be kind of weird.
Don't be creepy.
that might creep them out a little bit. Yeah. I like
just
that.
Just to clarify the Vidyard as well. Basically it's a Chrome extension. You can use it in Outlook or in Gmail, Google Mail. And it puts the video thumbnail automatically into your email. And you can even make that thumbnail like a moving thumbnail, like a GIF, which makes it kind of look like it's actually playing in your email. So it's super powerful. You can even, using that tool and your app on your phone, you can send it via text message.
Oh, wow.
That's a better way to do it, particularly if it's a prospect or a client that you have their mobile number. So yeah, it's a cool tool. Get into it.
Yeah. I think it makes you stand out too. I know that recently I've been doing that a little bit, like with this podcast or our other podcast that we have. If I want to reach out to somebody and ask them to be on the show, whether that be through Instagram or Facebook, or like you said, text message, I'll send them either a voice message or a video, a quick video, and ask them, or tell them quickly why I'd love to have them on the podcast. And it just makes me stand out more versus just plain text that everybody else does as well.
Yeah. And you connect in a different way, particularly if it's cold outreach. People are like, oh, he seems like a nice guy, not a creepy weirdo. So yeah, I mean, that works really well in sales and prospecting, as well as in, advocacy and re-engaging with your existing customer base.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, this is a lot of great information that people can get started with video. I think it's super valuable and really important for local businesses to kind of get started with the video. So your website is Engage Video Marketing. If they want to say hello to you, Ben, or reach out to you on social, where should they go?
Sure. Probably best place is Instagram and DMs. So I'm at @engage_Ben on Instagram. Come and hang out, connect with me there, would be cool. Also LinkedIn, spend a lot of time on LinkedIn. So find me there. You should be able to find me out just searching for Ben Amos. And if people are interested in learning more about video marketing, I'd love for them to come over and listen to the Engage Video Marketing podcast. If you guys are into podcasts, you can catch an episode with Bruce coming out very soon, depending on when this one comes out, or it might be recently released as well. So yeah, come and join me there.
When does your podcast, do you have a schedule? What days does your podcast come out?
Tuesdays in Australia, which would be Mondays. So like Monday evening-ish US time.
Oh, perfect.
Would be each week.
So go check it out. I've actually listened to a couple episodes of your podcast. Really good show. Good information if you're looking to get into video and get started. And also your website is engagevideomarketing.com. Ben, thanks so much. It was great talking to you.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode of the podcast. Again, thank you so much to Ben for joining me and sharing your information. If you missed anything or you want to go check out Ben's podcast or check out what he does to share and help you get better on video, go over to thebruceirving.com. That's the website where we keep all the show notes for this podcast, the one that you're listening to right now. All right. If you need help or you need to ask me a question or you have a suggestion for a future podcast episode that you'd love to hear here on the Local Business Podcast, I am at @TheBruceIrving on Instagram, also at @TheBruceIrving on Facebook, on LinkedIn, all of those platforms you can find me at @TheBruceIrving. All right, thank you guys so much for tuning into the podcast. Don't forget to leave me a review. Let me know you enjoyed the podcast. and we'll see you right here on next week's episode of the show.